England are undefeated and India are in trouble at the T20 Cricket World Cup. This is your Super 8 breakdown. We're getting into the first round of games. Everyone's played at least one game here in the Super 8 so far. We're going to break it all down and we're going to see how it all shakes out. India in real trouble. First game came off the rank. New Zealand versus Pakistan. Match was washed out due to rain. Nothing happened there. They split the points. Moving on to England versus Sri Lanka. England put up 146 for 9. Phil Salt, 62. Only batter to do anything. A lot of single digits for England. The batting lineup is so up and down for them. Sri Lanka in the reply, you'd think they would have had a shot. Not a shot. Absolutely not in it at all. They get rolled for 95. Not looking good for Sri Lanka. India get out of trouble there. South Africa, India. What a game for South Africa. Absolutely incredible game for South Africa. South Africa put up 187 for 7. And they roll India for 111. Can you believe that? Batters, performances. Brevas, 45. Miller, 63. Really saved the game for them. Match-winning performance for them. Stubbs finished off the innings with 44. Got them to that 187. They were in a little bit of a trouble. And this has been a little bit of a pattern inside this power play for a lot of these games. South Africa found themselves 3 for 20. And then Miller took it upon himself with Brevis. They put on a 97-run stand together. Very, very good for Miller, saving the day. And there's a little bit of redemption for South Africa here against India, who they lost to in the last World Cup, 2024. Miller was the man to get out in the final over, hitting the full toss down the ground for Scott to make the miracle catch. A little bit of redemption here. South Africa get a big win. No, a 76-run win, which obviously puts their net run rate far up there. Net run rate for them absolutely skyrocketing, putting their net run rate up to 3.8. 3.8, that net run rate is for South Africa, and that makes a negative 3.8 for India, making it very, very tough for India to make it through from this stage. India didn't fire in their batting. Ishan Kishan, who I have as the best batter right now, He went for a duck. Abhishek Sharma gone for 15. Verma gone for 1. It just didn't fire for them. Dubé at the end got 42. He was their top scorer. But some big things in here, some big points in this game. There was a 3 wickets in an over by the spinner from South Africa. Maharaj got 3 wickets in an over. Big turning point. Michael Jansen took 4 wickets. But Ngidi takes no wickets, but he, in those middle overs, especially against Sky, with the leg cutters and the off cutters, bowled very, very beautifully, very, very economically. None for 15 off 4. Economy of 3.75. He was my man of the match just from the skill of shutting Sky down. He wasn't able to get pace on the ball. They probably did a lot of homework coming out of the USA-India game where Net Travolta got absolutely carted by Sky and he was pace on almost for every ball and he hit 65 for none, Net Travolta. Sky taking most of those runs off him. So South Africa, probably the favorites. We're calling them the favorites right now. We thought India, South Africa are the top two teams. South Africa, I think, move into the favorite position here in the Super 8. Into the next game, we got West Indies versus Zimbabwe. And if you just looked at the scorecard, it is an absolute smashing from Zimbabwe. But to dive a little deeper, the paper doesn't show the full story. So West Indies, 254 for 6. This is the top score of the current T20 World Cup. It is the second highest score in any World Cup. And like I said, paper doesn't show the full story. Shivan Hetmeyer scores 85 off 34 balls, but he was dropped on 9. So if that catch gets taken, which was a regulation catch, this is just a sky ball into the deep, regulation catch, this game completely changes, okay? Because Hetmeyer and Powell put on a big partnership together. Hetmeyer would score 85 off 34. Powell would score 59 off 35, and together they put on 122-ish runs. I think that's the number, if I get that number correct. 122 runs. I wrote it down. Hetmeyer, He gets dropped. Okay. They were 2 for 54. Hetmeyer gets dropped on 9. They put on 122 runs. He scores, then goes and scores 50 off 19 balls. He was dropped again on 70 and ends up with 85 off 35. It's actually the highest strike rate by a West Indies batter to score more than 50. He scores at a strike rate of 250. Incredible. Hetmeyer was absolutely crushing the spin, and Powell was destroying the pace. They batted such well, so good as a partnership. Powell 59 off 35. Rutherford then came in. He went 31 off 13. And Shepherd, 21 off 10. They just really put the accelerator down. West Indies putting on that really big score. It's the highest score, highest West Indies score, like I said, the second best ever in any World Cup. So that was really good from them, like I said. But it could have been different. Like, you have to always take into account drop catches. If the catch gets taken, they don't score 254. In reply, Zimbabwe, they just weren't in it. That score was just, at that point, too much for them to chase down. They weren't able to get it done. Bennett, who's been their best batter, only scores 5. No one really does much of note. Myers, he gets 28 of 15. Raza, 27 of 20. He was just kind of hanging around, being the other guy there at the crease. But Brad Evans at the end, a little win for Zimbabwe right at the end. They have the best 10th wicket stand ever in T20 cricket. I think it's T20 cricket ever. Or could be World Cup. I think it's T20 cricket ever. He gets 43 off 21, but his 10th wicket stand with Ngavar is 44 runs for that 10th wicket stand. They just needed one more wicket, South Africa, and Evans put on 44 runs with Ngavar at the end. Ngavar gets 7. The rest of them went to Evans. They end up getting beaten by 107 runs, which again has this astronomical inflation net run rate. The absolutely huge net run rate. You see the net run rate, 5.35. So the only way India can make it through here, obviously India have to win all their games. They have to beat the West Indies. They have to beat Zimbabwe. But they have to win by at least, the math is like 60 runs. They have to like net at least 100 or 110, 120 run positive runs. And they have to hope that South Africa or the West Indies can lose 2 games to Zimbabwe. Like, it's like Zimbabwe would have to beat South Africa and South Africa would have to beat the West Indies. Like, it says this weird scenario where someone has to lose 2 games somehow at the top of the order, where the West Indies or South Africa, and India would have to win both their games by at least 50 runs, which seems almost impossible. So you can practically say India are out. Like, there, it have to be an absolute miracle for them to go through. And hopefully Zimbabwe can, at this point, Zimbabwe need to lose, basically, to help West Indies and South Africa stay above India. So that's that game. Coming into the game just now, Pakistan versus England. That game was up and down. And again, following this trend of early wickets in the power play, 2 wickets go down in the power play for Pakistan. They're 46 for 2 in the power play. Archer bowled very well. The pace was on. They were struggling to hit the pace of Archer, just like hitting the pitch really hard, keeping it tight to the stumps. They were really struggling. Poor running between the wickets, as always for Pakistan. But a lot of missed fields from England. Bethel missed like some really easy chances on the boundary, and then he had a couple of good saves. He had a good save, but that was a hard chance. But yeah, Pakistan, nothing of note. Fahan, the only one. He is carrying this team. He is scoring 35% of all of their runs in this World Cup so far. He scored 63 of 45, doing the work for them. They somehow scraped to 164 for 9, but they had no idea against Rashid. Rashid was tearing them apart. Wrong ends, mostly the googlies and the wrong ends. They weren't picking it. Like, he was just tearing them apart. They were really struggling against the spin. But you'd think Pakistan would be better at playing spin. But Rashid, absolutely dominating against them. He didn't pick up that many wickets. Dawson got 3 for 24. He was the pick of the bowlers for England. And Rashid, he just got his 1. But he was just, the way he was bowling to them, they were really, really struggling. Coming out to bat now, England, they post up 164, Pakistan, 165 to win. You think it's 10, 15 runs short. First pill, Shahid Afridi, bang, gets Phil Salt out. First pill of the game. They're 1 for none, England. Then they are 2-17 when Butler gets out. They're 3-35 when Bethel gets out. He was actually dropped a few balls earlier. 4-58 when Banton gets out. And Bethel, Brook had actually accelerated himself up the order. He brought himself in at 3, pushed himself up the order, which was a very good move considering he would go on and score 100 off 51 deliveries, saving the innings for them. At the time that Banton got out, they had a 65% chance of winning Pakistan. That would change very quickly. But there was a collapse, and I've always been critical of Brook not seeing out games. He has a horrible habit of getting runs and then not seeing out games. You go back to India versus England in the test matches last year. You think some of the Ashes moments. He just has a habit, and all the way back to Champions Trophy, okay? He scores 100, and then very, very next ball, tries to slide a Yorker down the third man, gets taken. Shahid Afridi takes his middle stump out of the ground. He's gone for the 100, and then a collapse sparks. They lose 3 wickets, only needing 10 runs to win the game. Comes down to Jofra Archer needing 3 runs to win, or 4 runs to win off the final over. They get it done. But it was a little scary at the end considering they didn't really need to lose that many wickets. And I don't know what Jamie Overton was doing coming down the track. They only needed 4 runs to win. I don't know why he's skipping down the wicket. Could this be a sign of England in the big pressure moments if it's up against South Africa? Can they hold their nerve? I'm always going to say no. I'm always going to say, like, I was critical. I was so critical last World Cup of South Africa and how they couldn't hang on in the big moments and they would have no chance of winning and they would blow it at the end, which they did. That famously happened. India held the line. And coming into this World Cup, I kind of held the same tone saying that South Africa wouldn't be able to make it. I actually am going to flip my script and say, I think South Africa is there are other teams that are doing worse than them in the closing out of games to make it a situation where South Africa now is the most likely to go on and win. I think England is going to famously collapse. They've gone through now to the semis. They've locked in a semifinal spot. But I think of South Africa, if South Africa was playing England, I would say England are more likely to blow the game at the end rather than South Africa. I would have said, switched that over 2 years ago when it was in the 2024 World Cup. New Zealand, they've had that washout game, but I would still pin them as a better cricket team than England, and they should do some work, and they should go through. I'm just going to assume that New Zealand go through, because they are the better. Timmy Seifert and Finn Allen at the top of the order, doing a lot of work for them. But yeah, South Africa are looking like they're the top favorite here. England looks like they're going to go through automatically. West Indies have the ability to make it happen, make it big, hit those really big shots, put up those big scores. But if they can hold their catches, if the team they're playing can hold their catches and make chances, catches don't come that often. If you get those chances, you got to take them. It's going to be very, very interesting how it plays out. We're looking like it's going to be South Africa, West Indies, England, and I'm going to say New Zealand at this point would be the other team to go on through. Sri Lanka, they're just rolled with injuries right now. They just weren't able to get it done. And yeah, that's what I'm going with. That's going to be your final four. That is your wrap from your Super 8 so far, team. And that is cricket.